There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Batar is here. We go Advanced Medicine as we kick off the week, the broadcast week with healing and Medical Rewind. And check it out. Dr. Batar, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good. Did you have a big pile of gluten before you got on the air today?
No, I did not. But we did have the little event that I spoke to at Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I got to tell you, we had a couple of fans there. We had, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, we had Amy Brown that came all the way from New York, and her daughter drove in all the way to Colorado, and a couple other people came in, like, 4 or 5 hour drive to that little seminar. So I was pretty impressed, yeah. So
we had it's not just that they love you, Dr. Batar, but that they're, look how much they love you. They're willing to drive hours and hours and hours just to come and see you and learn from you, and I'm just so impressed. But that shows the dedication of the people really wanting to not only absorb this information for their own good, but probably to go out and teach others.
Well, actually, they were not just fans of mine. They were fans of all of us.
Ty Bollinger, too?
Well, yeah, Ty's name came up, too, but, you came up, the show came up, and even Ty came up, yep.
No, I'm just obviously teasing, because we know how much you love to tease Ty, and we even know that Super Don has fans out there.
Really?
Yeah, he does. He has his own,
I like the way you really?
Really, yes. Well, that's interesting. We're going to have to curtail Super Don's activities now. Don't let him.
I think we will have to.
My fans. Yes.
There's one thing about Super Don.
Really wanted me to get a coffee enema. I don't know.
The public doesn't know. We got to make sure that we don't let them know that.
You know, I think the reason why, Dr. Batar, you don't want to let Super Don out too much, because he comes up with all those crazy stories that we usually wrap up the show with, that you just shake your head and go, where did he find that?
Well, the stories are one part of it. I'm just talking about it. And in fact, I don't know that Don can hear me now, because I can't hear him. But I just want him to know that I hold a secret of Don's that only Robert, you, and myself, and maybe Ty know. And we at some point will have to manipulate Don to give up that poor habit that he has, so that the rest of the world doesn't know what he partakes in. So we have to blackmail over him and hold over his head.
I think so.
It won't work.
We won't reveal it. Patrick, make sure that Super Don can speak to Dr. Batar, and Dr. Batar can hear him, because
I can hear him now.
Okay, you can. Good.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
You say it won't work, Super Don, huh? Okay.
Blackmail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. For healing. What? Blackmail for healing. It's a different kind of
blackmail. Blackmail for healing. That's right.
That's right. Yeah. So
okay.
You'll be better off for it. Now, I did bring up in a strange way a pile of gluten. And I think the reason, there's a story here, and I think you got it. You might have just opened it now. It says how the gluten-free movement is ruining our relationship with food. In other words, there's a huge backlash. Because everybody wants to, I say everybody, but wants to go gluten-free, right? Now, there is a legitimate issue with celiacs, and there are legitimately people that have difficulty digesting glutinous-type foods, but what is the real thing that is destroying or ruining our relationship with food, Dr. Batar? Because I don't think it's gluten.
Well, it's absolutely not gluten. As a human population, either, depending on what you believe, whether you believe in Darwin's theory of evolution or you believe in the religious doctrine that talks about how mankind came on this earth with Adam and Eve, you know, 10,000 years ago, 20,000 years ago, whatever it is. Regardless of what one believes, the point is that for at least 20,000 years, and if you believe in Darwin's theory of evolution, then, you know, for hundreds of millions of years, as the Homo sapien has roamed this planet, they have consumed certain things like meat, like dairy, like grain, the gluten-containing components. And yes, originally man did have fruits and nuts, but then as man started growing grain, you know, we've been consuming these things for thousands of years, thousands and thousands of years. So if there was a problem with dairy, there was a problem with gluten, there was, you know, the casein and gluten thing is a big thing, obviously. If there was really a problem with casein and gluten, don't you think that would have manifested and shown itself before the last 100 years, the last, you know, 50 years? I mean, the answer is, of course, it would have if that was truly the problem. The problem is our gut and what has been done to our gut and what has been done to the dairy and the gluten that we consume.
Yes, yes. I mean, the concept of hybridizing is not new either. The idea of, you know, taking varieties of wheat and moving them together into another thing, I mean, that can alter some of it, but the GMO issue is only compounded a problem that was preceded by the refining and processing of food, and of course the addition of the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides, all of the things we know, the heavy metals and their deleterious impact on delicate epithelial tissue within the body, the gut itself, and creating all of this porous inflammation and leaky gut where gluten just happens to be something that can aggravate it, even if you're not celiac, because you don't have an intact lining.
And even if you deal with the celiac issue, Robert, there's many people, we've had at least 3, maybe 4 dozen patients over the last decade and a half that have come in with the diagnosis of celiac, and we've been able to substantially alleviate their symptoms and in many cases completely eliminate them. And it was just through the same principles that we use when we have people that have delayed IgG-mediated food allergies. And the whole aspect is what you just said. You know, one is how people eat. And we consume the same types of things constantly. We develop these delayed IgG-mediated food allergies. And then, of course, all the things that you just mentioned, the gut lining, you know, people don't realize it, but the gut is actually the only continuous, it's a continuity with the external world. It's the only continuous component of the external world that comes through us. So if we were to think of the body as a tube, the mouth to the anus is that internal portion of the tube that is a continuum with the external world. And so If that tube is not open and functioning correctly, and if the inside of that tube is not functioning correctly, all sorts of different things will happen. So, one, the tube is not functioning correctly, i.e. the gastrointestinal system has been so bombarded and not annihilated, and then you've got all these things that we're consuming that have been, pasteurized and homogenized and manipulated and genetically modified and irradiated, blah, 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 and all these other things that we've that's just in the last, 10, 15 years, and before that, all the other things that were done to us. It's no wonder that people end up having gastrointestinal problems and having these issues that they call, you know, the gluten sensitivities and such.
Yeah.
I have always told patients that the problem isn't gluten, the problem is your gut. You get your gut straight, then gluten's not going to be an issue.
Yeah, and I've seen that as well. I've been able to help a lot of folks over the years while I've focused so much of my energy on healing the gut because I had to do it with my own body. And so many people that are diagnosed as celiac may not truly be, and even if they are, like you said, you can minimize the discomfort by healing their gut because clearly in a celiac situation you do have chronic gut inflammation. So anything that could be somewhat irritant wouldn't be when you're perfectly healthy, but is really exacerbated in those particular patients.
Yeah, exactly. Also, colitis, Crohn's disease, celiac. There's so many different gastrointestinal maladies that have been relatively easily, not all of them are easy as certain ones, but most of them are relatively easy to deal with. That doesn't mean it's going to be quick. It's not a quick fix. It takes some, you know, weeks to months, usually months. Sometimes it can even take longer. But with some judicious approach and detoxification and support and the proper nutrition and making sure that you don't take in certain components on a repetitive basis to the point that the body becomes sensitive to them, you can eradicate most of those symptoms and alleviate many of the problems that people are suffering from. And yeah. It doesn't really matter, you know, which malady we're talking about, but the ones that come to mind when you talk about gluten sensitivity and then you talk about celiac, you know, I've also seen the same thing with ulcerative colitis and actually Crohn's disease as well.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, too many of our physician friends who are not listeners to the show or haven't gone through the advanced medicine workshops and things like that still perceive, as strange as it may be, that the only tools they have are antibiotics and then prednisone and then surgical knife to remove parts of the intestines that they, for some reason, couldn't heal with synthetic chemicals.
Yeah, and it's a shame because many people, a lot more than we realize, a lot more than the general public would realize, actually suffer from these types of conditions. And even if you don't have a full-blown ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, this lower diagnosis, they call it a diagnosis exclusion, it's called irritable bowel syndrome, it's actually a precursor to many of these other gut maladies. So the ulcerative colitis and Crohn's and celiac and some of these conditions actually first manifest themselves as what the doctor will diagnose as an irritable bowel syndrome, usually manifested by alternate constipation, diarrhea, cramping, a lot of mucus in the stool, etc. And then as it gets worse, then they'll make that diagnosis as ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, and or sometimes, you know, if there's a depending on what the workup is, they'll find one of these three major diagnoses to give to label it with. But there are many, many people, I would say probably half the population, maybe that's an exaggeration, but I don't think so. Probably half the population of the Western society suffers from some form of irritable bowel.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. Again, having done it, been through it myself, and I definitely empathize with those suffering and help folks, you know, as simply as possible. I imagine, did you do a lot of Q&A at Fort Wayne? Did you have time for that to interact with the audience?
Yeah, we did do some Q&A, but, you know, it's interesting that when you're talking, and I don't want to change buying of your thought process there, but just to point out one thing about when we're talking about the gut. When
sure.
we deal with any type of chronic disease, we always start off with the gut anyway. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, many times, in fact, even in my book, about a story I wrote about the child with the juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, we started off with the gut, and that was probably 75% of being able to achieve the solution that we were able to achieve was just by addressing the gut imbalance. And many of these other types of conditions, whether it's joints and all these different things, they yeah. all deal with the gut issues.
Very cool. As a matter of fact, I've got a lecture on the gut just two nights from now, Wednesday, in Altamont Springs at Hoover's. We've got the links up in the show notes. I will bring one of the copies of the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away that Dr. Batar sent me. And I may be able to, if he gives me permission, to give it away to some special lucky attendee at that event. We'll tell you more about that and how you can participate in an online webinar as well after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Batar.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, so now that we've determined that it isn't gluten that's destroying our relationship with food, maybe it's Dr. Oz. Dr. Batar, is it Dr. Oz is at fault for everything now? That's what we're hearing. He spoke out against GMOs, and oh my gosh, the you-know-what hit the fan from the biotech industry and the doctors who believe you should eat all the genetically modified ingredients you can.
Well, you know, the bottom line is anybody who's doing anything that's beneficial for mankind that goes in the face of the industrial medical complex, they will be attacked. And bottom line is, I can summarize this. I don't even know if I can say it or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's just penis envy.
Okay, there you go. They're I think they're jealous. Oz has got a platform. Whether you agree with what he says or not, and we've certainly called him to task on certain things, but I recognize for one thing, and I've met his wife, she's a very nice lady, and Oz has been on record as to saying that his kids will not be vaccinated, not because he doesn't believe in them, because his wife wouldn't let him. And I said, well, his wife is probably smarter. But I think he recognizes that if he came out and said, I don't vaccinate my children, I don't believe in them, he would be off the air tomorrow. There would be no more Dr. Oz.
Well, exactly, and I mean, I think that he's done a lot of things that are not ethical, in my personal opinion. For example, taking a shot on the air of a vaccine and telling everybody it's a vaccine, whereas in fact it was not a vaccine; it was a saline shot. And there's been things like that he's done that I'm not in agreement with. But the bottom line is, he has given people more information, enlightened them in certain ways regarding certain topics. And regardless of whether I agree with him or you agree with him, as you already said, Robert, the fact is that the reason these people are complaining is because they are envious of him. He does have a platform. He's been successful. He's an eloquent speaker. He's accomplished, you know, quite a bit. Cardiothoracic surgery fellowship is not an easy thing to go through, and he's been very successful. He achieved a certain level of success in cardiothoracic surgery, and then he achieved a certain level of success in the media. And these are people that are just naysayers, and they're just going to complain. And a lot of the people, as you discussed off the air with me, a lot of the people that started this attack against him, they're convicted felons. These are doctors that are convicted felons of fraud.
Yeah, for fraud, right.
Yeah.
And you have, of course, been on the receiving end of attacks by doctors, the medical board, so you know firsthand what it's like to be, let's say, someone that steps outside of that box and says certain things that the so-called consensus in medicine says, oh, no, that's not supported, et cetera. So now somebody's come out and said, well, we did a survey, and 1,000 doctors says that Columbia should get rid of Dr. Oz or he should resign. I don't care if it's 1,000,000. You know, if he's doing a good job at Columbia and they appreciate his work, what is it to you if you don't like the guy, right? And, you know, this is the kind of thing that's so silly to me that it's like bullies on the playground thinking, well, there are 1,000 of us and only one of you.
Yeah, it's the crab mentality. You have a box of crabs. You never need a lid on top of those crabs to keep them in the lid. Why? Because if one starts to climb out of it, all the rest will pull them down. And that's what the doctors are like. They're just crabs pulling somebody that achieved any height and achieved any success. They go up to distinguish themselves in any way, fashion, or form. They just try to pull them down. You know, we're no different than you, and you shouldn't achieve that success. So we're just going to attack you for the type of cologne you wear, and because you're in a certain height, and because you wear black shoes, whatever the hell they want to come up with.
Yeah,
it's absurd.
And I think it is rather interesting that, you know, he was called in front of Congress because, oh my gosh, Claire McCaskill, who's, you know, in my opinion, dumb as a post on matters of health, is accusing him of being, again, a fraud because he dared to talk about green coffee beans maybe being good for weight loss. Now, there was some science that said that, and he's come back and said, well, maybe it wasn't accurate, but, you know, was anybody actually hurt by it? Certainly they were hurt by Fen-Phen and Redux when that was approved by the FDA for weight loss.
Right, but nobody talked about that.
No, but nobody brought that up. I wish he would have in Congress. I was slammed back on the FDA, but these people worship these government agencies. And, you know, last hour I talked about another Dianne Feinstein calling for some sort of legislation that would legislate cosmetics better because there are things you can't pronounce on cosmetics labels that people put on their skin. And I was like, they listen to you or me. They're not going to do that anymore. They don't need the government to tell them.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that the more and more regulations and, you know, the slow erosion of all people's rights. I think that the more regulations you create, the more you hamper everything. And I think that's what the whole aspect behind regulations are, to take away people that erode people's rights. Because again, how do you boil frogs? You know, slowly by putting them in water and putting that water in the stove and slowly warming it up, and they don't even know that they boil.
Yep. Well, keep on listening, folks. We got more with Dr. Rashid Bitar, medicalrewind.com. If you ever miss a show, easy way to get the archives, of course, through our syndicator, GCN, through Natural News Radio, and many other sources. This is a place for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Advanced Medicine, MedicalRewind.com if you miss the show. Of course, heard around the world on UK Health Radio, as well as our good friend Jerry Doyle, Epic Times, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, etc., and, of course, our syndicator GCN and Natural News Radio. Now, Dr. Pitar, he just got back from Fort Wayne at a big conference there, and we have linked up in the show notes each week. If you'd like to host something like an Advanced Medicine seminar, there's a way you can do that, and a link in a contact. Also, big webinar coming up Monday, May 11th. And that's a couple of weeks from now, I believe, and that's going to be online, and you can join Dr. Pitar for a free webinar, and he's going to be talking about new technology and advancing the science of medicine and detoxification especially, and you can still sign up. The links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and Super Don will blast it out through our social network as well. So Fort Wayne, Indiana, good group there that you were enjoying and interacting with. Did you talk a lot of detox, a lot of things that jumped out in particular?
Basically, the same things that we usually talk about when we get together, Robert, at the advanced medicine seminars. We talked first half about cancer, second half was supposed to be about autism, but there were a lot of questions that were posed during the break, during the lunch break, and so we brought those topics up too. And all in all, it was extremely well received. You know, like all the other seminars, very emotional, and people were very grateful. Had some very interesting things that came up, things like grief. People, one lady there had lost her son a year and a half ago and asked about that. It was the typical things we talk about, like with fear. You know, people getting cancer, they're fearful because of what has been plugged into their heads, and then they respond out of fear and sometimes not correctly. And pretty much we talked about, you know, you make a decision based upon fear, it's going to be the wrong decision, and you should make decisions out of love. Mm-hmm. And we talked about empowerment of knowledge, et cetera, and, you know, talked about obviously the power to heal is there. So it was a powerful conference. And even though it was a small conference, you know, the thing is I always appreciate the opportunity to be among like-minded people, because it's almost like recharging. It's like getting plugged in and getting recharged. And that's always a good thing, always a good feeling.
Well, speaking of recharging, you know how it is if you walk into a room of happy people, how you can be uplifted, or if you walk into a room and there's, you know, people are angry, or, you know, you're impacted by these emotions. You can sense them if you have that ability to do so. I think everybody does, some more consciously than others. There's an interesting study. This kind of takes it to a whole other level, Dr. Bitar, but if you're feeling sad, they say you should smell a happy person's sweat. Their sweat will make you happy. Have you ever heard that?
Well, it's I haven't heard of it specifically, but it makes total sense because it's a pheromone phenomena, and I think that's probably what that is. I have not read the study, but I would assume that it's probably pheromone-related.
Yeah, they said in this experiment, Dutch researchers had men watch happy, scary, and neutral videos with absorbent pads on their armpits. So they're basically collecting the sweat depending on whether they're happy, scary, or just neutral. And indeed, what you're saying is right, that the sweat changes based on your emotional states. And I know that for a fact, because, you know, after detoxing my body for many years, I'll typically, if I'm just working out and sweating, there's not going to be an odor that's kind of nasty. Like, you know, when your teenage son comes in, and you're like, oh, wait, those were hormones. That's crazy. But when if I am under a stress, a burden, if there's something that I'm not dealing with, I can tell, because my body will shift and it'll say, whoa, there's something going on here. Or if I've consumed something that my body is saying, we need to get out of you. If you're sensitive, you can tell those differences in the chemicals that you will kind of put off.
Yeah, absolutely. And myself and Dr. John Wilson from Asheville, we had a conversation at an ICM conference. Gosh, it must have been well over 15 years ago, probably around 14, 15 years ago. Where we talked about the pheromone that a predator gives off and the pheromone that a prey gives off. And we were talking about, like, why is it that, you know, we were talking about basically medical boards and how they go after certain doctors and how just the outcome of some of these things. And we just talked about that they are certain, like a prey gives off a certain pheromone and a predator gives off a certain pheromone. And if a predator goes after a prey that it thinks is a prey, but the prey doesn't give off the pheromone, then it's a different situation for the predators, or vice versa.
Yeah, so, either they won't see them, or they'll be surprised by what happens when they try to attack.
Exactly. And so it's not surprising that this study found the sweat was, depending on what emotional state the person was on, that their sweat affecting other people. But it's actually a very interesting concept to be able to use these types of things for therapeutic purposes.
Oh, certainly. And I think, like you said, to take it and manifest these concepts that for a long time have been maybe considered more esoteric, even the pheromones, even though they say can measure them, but you're talking parts per million, there's not a lot. But then we get into the energy. You know, let's say you're not sensing consciously and you walk into that room. Again, the concept of energy, you know, how happy people can tend to uplift you. You walk into that room, everybody's bubbly and giddy. You can tend to, that's infectious, as is maybe depression and anger. You walk in and it's like, whoa, what is that energy going on there? And for too long, that's been relegated to, at least in the more recent years, of what they call a new age concept. But it's not. It's something that anybody with any level of sensitivity knows it's very, very real.
And it's not something that they can't really say it's a new age concept, because people have known this for a long, long time. In fact, it's scientifically based within quantum physics. And you know, I give a, you've heard that at advanced medicine seminars when we talk to some of the, when we talk about quantum physics a little bit, we talk about Bohm's theory, of how, you know, the atom, the neutron, the proton are the particulate, the electrons particulate, but also exhibits wave character. And we go into some of these other aspects from the Nobel laureate to talk about how even though an electron is neutron, protons, and electrons, 99% of it is space. And so you cannot be the neutron, proton, electron cannot be part, cannot be excluded from the space that make up the atom, and the space cannot be excluded from the proton, neutron, electron that make up the atom. And so if we understand that everything that we know is built up of atoms, and if you cannot separate the particulate from the wave properties and vice versa, meaning that the proton, the neutron, and the electron are part of the space, and the space is part of the electron, proton, and neutron, then we being constituents of atoms are the same way. We cannot be separated from our space, the space cannot be separated from us, which means that if you happen to occupy the same space as I am, and I occupy the same space as you are, then you and I, by definition, by quantum physics principles, are one and the same. We are sharing the same space. We are connected. And so this is the reason that you can walk down a street and see somebody, and that person smiles at you, and you feel a certain thing, or a person that smiles at you, but you feel a certain energy, and you feel good, or vice versa. You walk by a certain person, and you get a bad vibe. Whatever reason, you don't know why you got a bad vibe, but it's a bad vibe. And it's that that energy that we're picking up from the other person. So it's not a new concept. We may have first verbalized it maybe in the last 20, 30, 40 years, but it's always been there. I mean, it's always been part of mankind.
Hey, Super Don, I don't know if you got your ears on, but I feel like I just did a cannabis update with Dr. Bitar. I'm like going, whoa, that was cool.
Heavy stuff, man.
Dude, that was awesome, man. Hey, I got a comment of the day from a listener. I want to see what you think about this, Dr. Bitar. We're getting into the summer months in the northern hemisphere, especially if you've been further north and you can't wait to get outside, get some sunshine. Of course, if you get too much too soon, you can burn yourself, and that's not what we're advocating, but we do advocate sunlight and exposure. This woman, Tamala, she says, last summer I drank 3 6-ounce glasses of carrots and greens and apple juice, all freshly juiced every day. And I would sit in the sun for sometimes an hour, and I would never get burned. My skin was nice golden color, not to mention I felt great. I'm doing it again this year. Now, the concept, Dr. Bitar, I'm asking you about is, how much does this tell us about being minerally rich, really having a nutrient-dense diet, and how that impacts our ability to interact with something like sunlight? What, some people will get burned, some people will not, and it's not only or solely a factor of your pigmentation.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very good question, and I missed the question itself, though. Was that just a statement that she made?
No, she was really just I thought it was funny because it was not a question at all. It was just like, hey, I want to tell you something. And I thought, that's cool. We could talk about that because I've experienced that, and I've had others that said, listen, when I switched my diet, really nutrient-dense, I don't get sunburned as easy. And again, they might be fair-skinned. They might not be. But the point is, there's a difference when you're nutritionally rich, how you interact with things, including sunlight, in a more healthy manner.
Yeah, I think that's a very true statement, Robert. And, you know, you said nutrient-y dense, and then you also used the word minerals. And it's not just minerals. It's actually the minerals, the antioxidants, the B vitamins, et cetera. But, yes, to me, of all those things, if we had to say one was more important than something else, I would say minerals are the most important. But, again, that's just me. I mean, I'm involved with heavy metals and have been for many years. So, of course, I'm going to say minerals. I'm biased. But it's actually a nutrient-dense diet. It would be the better way of saying it, the way you said it. Secondarily, initially you said minerals, so I just want to make sure we point that out. It's not just the mineral content, the antioxidant content.
Sure, yeah, the carotenoids, all of the colors. If you talk about eating the rainbow, you know, and I don't mean Skittles, so we're not talking about artificial stuff. But the food, as this woman Tamala was saying, she's drinking, you know, live living food juices, and she's really, that's nutrient-dense, not just minerals. There's a lot of things that she's getting into her body, and she found that she can interact with sunlight better. And that's something you don't want to wait till you're burned, but if that's what it takes to wake you up and go, whoa, I better be drinking some good juices or eating some more food containing these things. It's just one of those things I thought would be great to bring up.
No, I think it's a very, very important point. In fact, I remember just very recently, I had something, I know this is going to sound really strange, but You know, after you eat a big meal, sometimes you feel heavy. You need, I've been taking digestive enzymes for a number of years very regularly. I used to take them, but just occasionally. I didn't take them as regularly as I do now. But I really see and appreciate digestive enzymes more so now than I did, say, 10 years ago. And I've noticed that if I have a bigger meal, I don't feel as good as I used to when I eat. I don't know why, but just eating doesn't make me feel good. I find that the less I eat, the better I feel. I know that sounds strange. People say, well, of course, you know, that makes logical sense. But we talk about eating less and the caloric restriction is associated with increased lifespan, et cetera, et cetera. But literally, mm-hmm. when I eat a heavier meal, I just physically don't feel good. And what I noticed was, just recently, I was in a restaurant with some people, and I had a massive salad. And I'm not a big salad person. I'll eat vegetables, but I'm not a big salad person. But they had one of these salad bars, and I had a massive salad, and then I had a regular meal, a light meal with some fish, and I noticed that I didn't feel heavy like I would after eating half that amount of just regular food. And so I do believe that vegetables and fruits and having a high, rich, nutrient-dense diet is so much more
all right.
beneficial.
All right. Well, stand by, Dr. Batar. We're up on a hard break here, and we'll find out what's the best thing to eat after a hard workout. There's a study that says it might be French fries.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack.
Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4611. To put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events, check it out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Wrapping it up here with Dr. Rasha Bittar each week. Go to medicalrewind.com if you miss a show. Hundreds of hours now available to you. On this French fry story, and we have it linked up, I'm just reading it. I'm like, I don't even want to spend time unless you want to comment on it, because they're trying to argue that, you know, high-level athletes can eat whatever they want and have no consequence. Maybe over the short term, but I don't think long term that's going to be a good idea. I don't know if you want to add to that, because there's an HPV story that's probably more important.
Yeah, well, I'll just say this. So that's the one thing they were looking at: high, very highly active athletes, first of all, and then looking at insulin and glycogen response and so forth. With somebody who's active, you're not going to see that much of a difference. You're not looking at the consequences downstream.
Right.
The number of athletes they were looking at, they were just looked at 11 athletes. So to have a statistically significant end number, you need to have 32 people or 32 subjects. So anyway, I think I agree with you. There's not much to cover here.
Yeah, to say that French fries will help you recover after a workout, it's a little premature.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Yeah.
Speaking of the HPV I mentioned earlier, women who receive the HPV vaccine may need another shot. When does it end for these dunderheaded doctors that want to shoot up women with HPV? I mean, this is a ludicrous thing. They're saying, well, you might get the shot, but you're also more likely to be infected with certain high-risk strains of this so-called virus. First of all, we've acknowledged in the science, quote-unquote, has been published, that shows that there's no evidence that the HPV even causes cancer. But put that aside, how many shots can they give these women?
Well, this comes back to the same thing with the measles outbreak. When they started looking at the people that were having the measles outbreak, they weren't having the wild strain of measles. They were having the specific strain of measles that's only seen in the vaccine. And so these are people that have been vaccinated that were actually having these measles outbreaks, but of course the media won't cover that. And so you start looking at many of these insidious conditions that occur as a result, as a sequela to the original vaccination schedule. And this comes back to what we talked about with the H1N1, if you recall, and the bird flu and all that type of stuff. If you recall, when President Obama had made that prediction that 20% of the American population, 60 million Americans, were going to die, but people in mass refused to take the H1N1. And I think that's exactly what would have happened had people taken the H1N1. If the wool had been pulled over their eyes, many people would have died from the consequences of the vaccinations. And then the secondary and tertiary vaccines that they would have to take afterwards, like the bird flu and some of these other types of vaccines. So I think this is, again, their angle that they're pulling Robert, in my the way I look at it, in my world, they're actually just shooting themselves in the foot, because more and more people are becoming more cognizant of this, because they're saying that just a common, everyday, average individual, not a medical professional, just an average individual, is now saying, wait a second, where did this madness stop? First they say, take this vaccine and that vaccine, now they're talking about all these other vaccines. I can't tell you how many people just in everyday life make the comment, from my, from barbers, you know, when I'm getting my hair cut, to standing in line, checking out a grocery store, you hear people talking, and they're commenting. They're not talking to me. They're just commenting among themselves, you know, about this madness, about the increase in vaccinations and all these shots, and I'm not going to do it. I'm, you know, they must think I'm an idiot if I'm going to do it. And this is not somebody that is in the health realm. So I think that that awareness is just rapidly, rapidly increasing, and the more absurdity they commit in this realm, the more the general public becomes aware of it.
Well, and the more concern I have for places like California or other states, evidently Vermont may have already passed in the, you know, middle of the night, basically, this idea that the people of Vermont or California are no longer allowed to exempt based on religious or philosophical beliefs their kids opting out of vaccines. And this is a last desperate play. We've talked many times about that. In the wild, what happens, the animal lashes out before it's gone. And I think that as evidenced by the behavior at the political level, where they're buying the politicians to force vaccines with no exemption, is they are so desperate now because people are leaving in droves, although their media is not really reporting what's going on. They're just saying that we are all responsible for spreading disease because we have vaccine deficiencies.
Yeah, and I think that at a certain point, when more than half the population has made that decision, then what are they going to do? Are they going to start throwing people, you know, to the wolves? They're going to start making concentration camps and throwing people in there, the dissidents, the people that are creating high risk because they haven't gotten vaccination? I mean, they won't be able to do that because there's just too many people that are abstaining.
Yeah, well, I have this question. Does it have to always end up in violent overthrow? You know, and they're trying to make it so. We're all about peace, but again, if you take away our ability to peacefully coexist, what are we left with? All right, Dr. Pitar, another great episode of Advanced Medicine. MedicalRewind.com, check it out. RobertScottBell.com for all the links, including to the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Until next week, sign up for the webinar. It's there in the show notes. And remember this. Tell him, Dr. Pitar, the power to heal is yours.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.